All right, here we go. Good morning and welcome to today's stock market update. Today is Thursday, what is it, March 24th, and it is early here on the West Coast. Anyhow, so we have a lot to talk about. Markets are lower again. Crude oil is rallying, and then President Biden is meeting with other European leaders today, and this might have an impact on the market, so we'll take a look at this. Plus, today, we're going to show you how to roll an option with a real-life example, because we have one option that we might consider rolling, so we will take a look at this together. Anyhow, lots to talk about. If this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If you're new to this channel, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, especially when we talk about the trading part, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description. Okay, that's, by the way, a great place to get started. Okay, Mark, how do you do this here on the West Coast? Getting up so early, I got up at 4:30.
It's all about coffee.
It seems so. Okay, let's take a look at the market, see what was happening yesterday.
Yeah, and yesterday we saw a pullback after last week having the best week of the year, where and a decent day the day before, the major indices finished lower by 1%, the S&P down 1.2%, and the S&P did close back below its 200-day moving off average. So that acted as a little support, but back below its 200-day moving average. And then the NASDAQ was leading the way, but not by much. I mean, pretty much the indices were all in line with one of another.
Yeah, and here's the Dow. So, and I mean, it's not that there were really great big news yesterday. I mean, this were yesterday, the flavor of the day was again crude oil. And we already talked about this. Traders like to focus on a flavor of the day. Okay, what are we worrying about today? And yesterday, it wasn't inflation. Yesterday, it wasn't the yields, the interest rates, even though they have been rising again today. But yesterday, they were declining. So yesterday, the focus was on crude oil, as crude oil was moving higher yesterday. And this has something to do with President Biden's visit in Europe, in Brussels, meeting with other European leaders.
Yeah, so President Biden, it's likely that he's going to announce new sanctions, including the targeting of members of Russia's parliament during his trip to Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin said unfriendly countries might have to pay for energy imports from Moscow in the Russian currency, so in the ruble. It sounds like he's given his people a week to make that happen. And there's a lot involved there when you're dealing with payments and currencies. And so the ruble actually popped. I think I saw it was up 7% because of that announcement. But this new shift, a resumed interest in crude oil and that pop higher is definitely, in the spotlight right now.
Right. Now let's take a look at the RSX. This is the VanEck Russia ETF, which is kind of mirroring the Russian market, because yesterday the Russian stock market was open for the first time in a month.
And you see that interesting slide? I didn't realize it was open yesterday. I thought it was going to be opening up tomorrow, but I could be totally wrong there.
Yesterday or today. Yeah, but super restrictive. And I mean, this were also, yeah. I mean, everybody said it's a farce, because was basically, okay, let's open it again, but trading was so restricted. But we see this massive slide here from $25 to $5 here. And nobody knows where really the market will open once it is really open for real. Not with this, it's almost like a mock trading session.
Exactly, and especially with the control over a lot of what's going on in Russia, who knows what to expect. But what we can expect is that it's not going to open up anywhere near where it was trading mid-February.
For sure, for sure. Also looking at the VIX, I mean, The VIX is moving lower again. I mean, it has been trading above 30. It's still at elevated levels, around 23 here right now, yesterday around 24. Because, Mark, you looked at it. Historically, the average is, so what, 17 or 19?
Yeah, over the last 10 years, the average was 17 and a quarter. I think that the median was actually a little bit lower than that. But, you know, around 23 right now, I would say that that's getting back into a normal range, which is interesting because we still have the Fed and inflation and we still have the Russia invasion of Ukraine going on. So, you know, volatility has crushed over the last couple of days, and it'll be interesting to see if it pops higher or if it just settles back down.
Yeah, but I also checked the CME Group FedWatch tool here, and it hasn't much changed. I mean, right now, market participants expecting that the Fed will raise interest rates by 0.5 percentage point at the next meeting on May 4th. And right now it's just shy of 70%, while 30% think that it is only 0.25%. And this hasn't changed over the past few days. So right now, definitely the focus a little bit away from the Fed and inflation, because we also don't have any major inflation reports coming out anytime soon.
True.
Yeah. So anyhow, if you look at this, we talked about it yesterday, that probably the indices, will they move towards the lows again? I don't see that happen. Will they make new all-time highs? I don't see that either. I think that we'll be trapped here between 4,300 and 4,700 in a very wide range with pretty large swings. But I mean, for us, it's great to trade.
Absolutely. It's a nice environment for wheel trades in particular, and we've been able to collect some nice premium and rolling calls that we've sold, and it's been a nice couple of weeks in spite of this volatility.
Yeah, now I wanted to take a few minutes right now and talk about rolling, because we can use a real life example here today. One of the positions that we are in is ADI, and I marked it here on the chart. On January 18th, we sold puts, and this is where we got assigned, so we own now shares. So the idea of the wheel strategy is, number one, you're selling puts, collecting premium. Number two, if by expiration date, the stock is trading below your strike price, you're getting assigned shares. And I got assigned with 600 shares here of ADI. And over the past few weeks, we have been able to sell calls against our existing positions and collected just shy of $10,000 here in premium. Now, the call that I sold, the 162.50, is expiring tomorrow. And there's a question right now, should we roll? And Mark, I think it's important before we roll to decide, okay, do we still want to own this stock, or is it okay for us to get called away? Because by rolling, we're basically extending our position by one more week.
Exactly. And so that's a key first step. Do you still want to own the stock? Because some traders who are new to the wheel, they're blinded by premium, right? It almost feels like it's free money. And why not take that free money? But first, decide, do you want to continue to own the stock? And if it's a yes, then rolling in many situations is a nice opportunity to collect more premium to increase the profit of the trade.
Right. If you're looking at a two-year chart here of ADI, then we see that it is really nicely trading here in this range between, I want to say, 155 and 170. So with the market sliding, it was sliding as well, found support here at 145, 146 approximately, and is right now back where we want it to be, because this is around our strike price. And that's kind of perfect when it is trading there, because this is how you can collect a lot of premium.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's talk about this role, how exactly it works. So if you're going back here to my account, we see that I sold here it is. Let me just see if I can zoom in a little bit. Six of these ADI 162.50 calls expiring tomorrow. And so I sold them for $2.50, and right now they're still worth 60 cents. And so there's now different things that we can do the day before expiration. We can either say, okay, if you're moving above 162.50, we're getting called away and that's fine. I don't have any more ADI shares. Or we could say, well, if it stays below, it expires worthless, and we could look at selling more calls next week. And the third option is rolling. So why would rolling make sense today, for example?
Well, this is where when you're selling a call, you have an obligation to sell shares to another person. And this is what you mentioned. You could have those shares called away. You own the shares. And if the buyer executes that decision, then those shares get called away. But instead of doing that, if this option is expiring and the time value is decreasing because there's only a day left, right, then you could buy back that call, sell next week's, extending the trade, but now you have another week with an option that has time value that you can capitalize on.
All right, so let's do a real life example here. So we jump over to the calculator and we are entering ADI as our ticker. Let me see if I can zoom in to make it a little bit easier. So the stock purchase price, we purchased it at $162.50. There we go, $162.50. And now we are looking for next week's expiration. I have 600 shares and we are looking to just extend it by a week. So we are just rolling out. We are not rolling up or rolling down. So we're using the same strike price. And so in order to get 30% annualized, we need a minimum premium of $1.20. Let's see what we can get. And again, markets are closed right now. So we are using the last price from yesterday. But if I'm looking here at this call and I go on close position, now I would look for a multi-leg options order where I'm just extending the expiration. I'm going for the same strike price. So we're extending the expiration for 1 week, $162.50. It's still a call and we are selling to open six. And we see that based on the last closing price yesterday, we would get probably, I mean, the bid ask is between 105 and 185. So the mid price is around 145. So let's plug this into the calculator. And then we see that the 145 would give us 36% annualized. So, I mean, that's not bad at all. Should we roll, Mark?
Well, 36% annualized is nice with the premium that we are collecting, and that's our target when we go to start selling calls. This is where we actually have a rule of thumb, though. On a roll, we'd like to get 60% annualized. And the reason why is that if we see that the call actually expires worthless, if we stay below 162.50, it could be that on Monday, we get a little bit of a rally, and we might be able to collect more premium on Monday. The other thing too is if those shares get called away, then there's nothing that says we can't go ahead and sell puts again at a lower strike, where now we have some wiggle room for the stock to actually move. So we like to target that 60% annualized because it's just enough for us to really take advantage of that extra premium. So this would be a little bit on the low side for me.
Right. So we're looking at trying to get $2.40. We'll see if we can get it today. Usually this is happening if the current price, let's just go back here to ADI, the stock price is getting closer to our strike price here. Right now we are trading at 159. In pre-market trading, we're up to around 160. So we'll see, maybe at some point today we can do it, but usually on Thursdays and Fridays are the best days for rolling. And if we could roll it for the $2.40, it means that we would collect an additional almost $1,500 in premium, in addition to the almost, where did I have it? I think $9,400 that we collected in premium, $9,421. So we'll definitely keep an eye on this and let's just see what's happening here in pre-market trading. So looking at the indices, the futures overnight, looks like we are pointing to a higher opening, right, Mark?
It does. NASDAQ's up about half of a percent. The E-mini S&P also up about a half of a percent. So looks like a decent start to the upside.
All right. Looks good. Hey, by the way, let us know in the comments if this is helpful, if you're running through some real life trading examples here for you, because this way we know if there's something that interests you and we'll go more through these. Or if you just want us to cover what's happening in the stock market here without showing any of the trading tips of what we personally do. I'm just interested because we started doing it this week. Anyhow, hey, we got to get ready for trading because today we're trading live with our mastermind again. So if you would like to know more of how exactly this wheel strategy works, take a look at the videos that are popping up here. If you like this video overall, I mean, give us a like, subscribe to the channel, and then we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.